God loves you and He will never stop loving you.
Bwana anawapenda na hata kukoma kuwapenda, si kweli?
In the body of Christ, there is no difference between people.
Katika Biblia, kwa Kristo, hamna vizuizi au tofauti kati ya watu.
Differences may exist here on earth, but not in the kingdom of God.
Katika upendo wa Bwana, upendo wa wanadamu unaweza kuwa tofauti, lakini upendo wa Bwana kwetu ni sawa kwa wote.
The more that we learn how to live in the kingdom of God, the more we will understand how to live here on earth.
Amen. Tunapoenda kuzidi kuishi katika ufalme wa Mungu, ndivyo tunaenda kuelewa zaidi jinsi ya kupenda katika ufalme wa Mungu.
I shared yesterday that this entire week is going to be like attending a Bible college or a seminary.
Nilimwambia jana tulipoanza nilipokuwa na huduma kwamba wiki hii mkutano huko kama na huko utakuwa ni kama wewe kwenda katika somo au chuo cha Biblia.
This is going to be a week of very intense Bible study.
Inaenda kuwa wiki ya pekee ya somo la Biblia.
This is going to be a week of deep teaching from the Word of God. There are a lot of people who get born again, but they don't go much further in their relationship with Jesus. And what we are learning this week is that to truly serve Jesus, we have to understand more about who we are in Christ. In Mark chapter 16, Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel so people can be saved." But in Matthew 28, He said that we are to teach people all the things that God has taught us. Paul told Timothy that Timothy was supposed to teach people what Paul had taught him. Timothy spent much time under the teaching of the Apostle Paul. But he also spent much time in the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Eventually, Timothy came to the place that he understood everything that Paul was teaching. That means that if Timothy were here today, we could ask him questions about anything Paul wrote in the New Testament. And Timothy would be able to clearly explain all of these things. Then the people that Timothy taught were supposed to be teaching the exact same things to others. Jesus said that if we continue in His Word, we are His disciples indeed. And if we continue in His Word, we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. This means the more truth we know, the more freedom we will walk in.
Ndivyo kweli huo unatupa uhuru
I am born again.
Nimeokoka.
I am living in the truth that I have been saved.
Nimeishi katika kweli kwamba nimeokoka.
But there is far much more truth I need to know. There are many teachings of man's traditions that might have me bound. But the more truth I hear and receive means I'll be more free. It's one thing to hear it, but we must receive it into our lives. If someone tells me that I can be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues, I have heard that truth. But until I receive that truth, I will not be filled with the Holy Spirit and begin to speak in tongues. So hearing truth is not enough. I have to receive that truth into my life in order to change. In the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul called the elders and teachers and pastors of Ephesus. To attend a ministry conference in Miletus. We don't know how many hundreds of teachers and pastors and preachers were in attendance. But Paul told them, I have held nothing back from you. He said, I have taught you everything that God has revealed unto me. And he said, but I'm warning you that when I have passed away, false teachers are going to begin to rise up. They'll be like wolves in sheep's clothing. And they are going to teach you things to draw you away unto themselves. They will take parts of truth and mix it with their own doctrines. And they'll begin teaching these things to you, and it will be deception. And Paul said, there are some of you at this conference who are going to do that. And I'm sure that was a big shock to many of them. Because I believe that the people in attendance at that conference would have said, no, not me. I would never do such a thing. But the Holy Spirit had revealed to Paul that this was coming. That means that many of those in attendance were not truly living by all the truth that had been revealed to them.
Wale ambao walihudhuria mkutano ule sio kwamba wote walikuwa watumishi wa kweli walikuwepo magugu.
This means that they were also not fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit the way they should.
Ina maana kwamba kuna wengine ambao pia hawakuwepo katika ushirika wa Roho Mtakatifu kwenye kongamano lao.
Turn in your Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to see a powerful revelation to the church. In 2 Timothy chapter
3,
I'm going to read verses 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Kila andiko lenye pumzi ya Mungu lafaa kwa mafundisho na kuwaonya watu wa makosa yao na kuwaongoza na kuwadhibitisha katika haki, ili mtu wa Mungu awe kamili, amekamilishwa apate kutenda kila tendo jema.
The phrase inspiration of God means this.
Wapendwa, kuchangamshwa kwa neno la Mungu ina maana hii.
Divinely breathed forth by the Holy Spirit of God.
Ni ile hali ya kubadilishwa kwa mahali ya kipekee kwa Roho Mtakatifu ambayo ni pumzi ya Mungu.
This means that only what is recorded in Scripture is birthed by the Holy Spirit. If I teach anything that cannot be found in Scripture, I am making it up. It is not birthed by the Holy Spirit.
That is true. Na chochote ambacho hakimo katika Biblia, sisemi neno la Mungu, sifundishi neno la Mungu, wala sifundishi kweli.
This says all scripture that has been given by the Holy Spirit.
Hii nasema kwamba andiko lote ambalo limetolewa kwa Roho Mtakatifu
is the only source for all doctrine in the church.
Kila mara inatufundisha katika kuwa wema au
it is the only source for correction according to wrong doctrine. It is also the only source to instruct me about my righteousness. If I will take the Word of God in its entirety, hear it, receive it, and apply it to my life, verse 17 says that I will be fully spiritually mature. And I will be fully equipped spiritually to do everything God has called me to do. This means I have to have two things operating in my life. Number one is the Word of God. Number two is the Holy Spirit. If I yield myself over to both of those, God is going to be able to work in me to perfect me. And keep me on the path of truth. I will never develop itching ears to hear wrong doctrine. Instead, I will have a hungry heart to hear the truth of Almighty God. Well, look over in Luke chapter 4. Pastor Bronk brought out some powerful truth last night. And in Luke chapter 4, look at verse 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amenituma kuwatangazia wafungwa kufunguliwa kwao na vipofu kupata kuona tena, kuacha huru waliosetwa na kutangaza mwaka wa Bwana uliokubalika.
Jesus was the Word made flesh.
Yesu ndiye aliyekuwa neno likafanyika kuwa nyama.
Here he is telling us that the Spirit of God is upon him. And that the Spirit of God has anointed him. If Jesus Christ needed the anointing of the Holy Spirit, so do I. Notice that Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And he has anointed me to do all these things. This means if I do not have that anointing of the Holy Spirit, it will be impossible for me to correctly do all of these things. Jesus is to be our example. And if I follow the example of my Savior, then I will choose to submit to the Holy Spirit for Him to work His work in me. When I let Him do His work in me, then I will become like Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will be able to do His work through me. Acts 10:38 says that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, and that He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Jesus needed that anointing. Without that anointing, there is no power. I must submit to the Holy Spirit to receive that anointing, to move in that power, to do the works of God. Now look over in John chapter 17. John chapter 17. And notice what Jesus said in verse 18. He's praying to the Father. He said, "As Thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world." This isn't speaking only of the apostles. This is speaking of us, the body of Christ. Some of us are called to be apostles. Some of us are called to be pastors or evangelists. But we have all been sent. As Jesus was sent into the world, so have we been sent into the world. When the Father sent Jesus into the world, part of his will for Jesus was for Jesus to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It was to be anointed by the Holy Spirit. It was to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And to only speak the things that were revealed to him. Because Jesus said, I do not speak of myself. He said, I only speak what I hear. Who do you think it was that was speaking to Jesus? It was the Father speaking to Jesus by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. As Jesus was sent into the world, you and I have been sent into the world. It doesn't matter what country we live in. We are in the world. And I have been sent into the world. And you have been sent into the world. In the same way that Jesus was sent into the world. That means the Father's desire for us is the same as it was for Jesus. He wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He wants us to be anointed by the Holy Spirit. He wants us to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And he wants us to go about doing the works of God. But he also wants us to only preach and teach what we hear. And the Holy Spirit is the one who has been sent to teach us. I am a pastor. I am a teacher. But I am supposed to be teaching you how to hear from the Holy Spirit. This is part of the responsibility of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. God has called us to minister the Word of God to you. But our foundation has to be the unaltered Word of God. And the Holy Spirit will teach us out of the Word. Then we teach what the Holy Spirit has revealed to us. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Pastor Bronk mentioned this passage last night. We're going to take another look at it this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. My flesh did not become new. My home did not become new. Nothing of this world became new. The newness is on the inside of me. I have a new spirit. I have been born of the Spirit. God's nature and God's life. This is what Jesus spoke of in John chapter 3. And here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 18 it says this, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation."
Na Mungu aliyetupatanisha sisi na nafsi yake kwa Kristo, naye alitupa huduma ya upatanisho.
First off, we see that all of these new things have come from one source, and that is God.
Sikiliza, unaona sasa kuna vitu vipya ambavyo vimepatikana, na vyote hivi vipya vimepatikana kwenye chanzo moja, chanzo ni Mungu.
And that God brought us to himself by Jesus Christ.
Mungu ameturejesha kwake kupitia Yesu Kristo.
Now God has turned around and given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
Sasa Mungu ameingia tena kwenye ukumbi huo, analeta swala la urejesho.
Then in verse 9 he begins explaining this in more detail.
Na kusoma tisha anazidi kueleza kinagaubaga.
To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
Yani, Mungu alikuwa ndani ya Kristo, akiupatanisha ulimwengu na nafsi yake, asiwahesabie makosa yao, naye ametia ndani yetu neno la upatanisho.
This means that God was working in and through Jesus to reach us with his word.
Ina maana kwamba Mungu alikuwa anafanya kazi ndani ya na kupitia Kristo ili kuturejesha sisi kwake.
And that God has now committed this word of reconciliation to us.
Na sasa Mungu amekamilisha na kutekeleza swala la urejesho kwetu sisi.
And in verse 20 he says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Verse 19 says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Verse 20 says that we are now ambassadors for Christ. In verse 19, Christ was an ambassador for God. In verse 20, we now are the ambassadors. We are to continue the work that Jesus began. And some people might ask, but how can I do that? I'm just a person living here on this earth. I know what I'm like. How could God possibly want to use me? Here's the answer. Verse 21. For he, meaning God, hath made him, meaning Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Alifanya kuwa dhambi, alifanya kuwa dhambi kwa ajili yetu, ili sisi tupate kuwa haki ya Mungu katika yeye.
Jesus was on the earth as the very righteousness of God.
Yesu alikuwa ulimwenguni kama mtakatifu wa Mungu.
This was how God was able to use him to reconcile the world to himself.
Na Mungu kamtumia kwa jinsi ya kuja kuingia kwenye dhambi yetu sisi ili aturejeshe kwake.
This is how Jesus was an ambassador for God.
Kwa jinsi hii Yesu akawa balozi wa Mungu.
then Jesus hung on that cross for us.
Yesu akafa msalabani kwa ajili yetu.
And God said, Son, here's what I'm going to do.
Na hapo akasema mwanangu unachofanya.
I'm not just going to lay their sin on you.
Asiende kuweka dhambi zao pako tu hivyo.
But I am going to make you their sin.
Lakini na kufanya wewe kuwa dhambi yao.
You on that cross.
Wewe pale msalabani.
Are going to go from being my righteousness to being their sin. And because of what you will do, I then will be able to remove their sin nature. And give unto them my very righteousness. And once they have been made my righteousness in you, they then will be your ambassadors to this world. And they will represent you the way that you represented me. They will do your works the way you did my works. And the world will see that they are one in you and you are one in me. And the Holy Spirit is the one who empowers us to do these things. This is the word of reconciliation. But there are many Christians in the world today who do not believe this. They do not believe that they have been made the righteousness of God. But the word says we've been made the righteousness of God. As long as I do not believe things in the word, I am building a wall between me and God. And God is going to be limited in what He can do through me. Now look in John chapter 15. John chapter 15. We're going to begin reading in verse 1. And we'll read verses 1 through 5. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing.
Mimi ndimi mzabibu wa kweli, na baba yangu ndiye mkulima, kila tawi ndani yangu lisilozaa huliondoa, na kila tawi lizaalo hulisafisha, ili lizidi kuzaa. Ninyi mmekwisha kuwa safi kwa sababu ya ile neno nililowaambia, kaeni ndani yangu nami ndani yenu. Kama vile tawi lisivyoweza kukaa peke yake lisipokaa ndani ya mzabibu, kadhalika nanyi msipokaa ndani yangu, mimi ni mzabibu, ninyi ni matawi. Akaaye ndani yangu nami ndani yake, huyo huzaa sana.
The branch on the vine draws nutrients from the vine.
Lililo katika mzabibu linapata chakula nzuri.
As long as that branch is drawing the nutrients from the vine, it will be strong and healthy.
Vile ambavyo lile tawi limejishikilia kwenye mti wenyewe inapata chakula na inaifanya kuzalisha matunda mazuri.
It will bear all the fruit that it's supposed to bear according to the vine.
Itazaa matunda yote inayopasa kuzalisha kwa sababu nukusudi na mtu mwenyewe.
If a small part of that branch begins to wither and die, it is cut off.
Kama kuna sehemu yake ambapo itanyauka nyauka kidogo, inakatwa.
That's because the part of that branch is no longer drawing life from the vine.
Kwa sababu gani inakatwa? Ni kwa sababu imekosa uhai, haina ubora katika mti wa mzabibu wenyewe.
Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. That means as a branch, I must make a decision to draw life from the vine. I must make a decision that the vine is my only source for spiritual nutrients. If there are small branches in my life, branches of man's traditions, they must be cut off. That's because they are not drawing life from the vine. They are drawing life from man. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. That means without receiving that life from him, I cannot even preach truth. If I am drawing my doctrinal truth from man, I will be serving up dead, rotten, withered fruit that's full of bugs. But if I am drawing truth and life from the vine, then I will bear the fruit of truth. I will bear the fruit of healing. I'll bear the fruit of righteousness, of love, joy, and peace. I'll bear the fruit of casting out devils. I will bear the fruit of the entire Word of God. But Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Let's see how Jesus planned for this to work. Look in John chapter 14. Jesus moved by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He preached and taught by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He gave us his life so we could receive his. But we know that Jesus went to the cross. And we know that Jesus died but was resurrected. We also know that Jesus ascended back to the Father. He is no longer on earth the way he was in the New Testament. Now notice what Jesus said in John 14, verses 16-17. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you.
Nami nitamuomba Baba, naye atawapa msaidizi mwingine, ili akae nanyi hata milele. Ndiye Roho wa kweli, ambaye ulimwengu hauwezi kumpokea, kwa kuwa haumuoni wala haumtambui, bali ninyi mtamtambua, maana anakaa kwenu, naye atakuwa ndani yenu.
Jesus said, I'll pray the Father, and he'll give you another comforter. That means someone who is going to be like me. Someone who will be exactly like me. Someone who will continue to minister to you the way I have ministered to you. Somebody who will abide with you forever. This is very, very important. Because Jesus was telling them, I am not physically going to be in your presence forever. And we know that's true because he ascended back to the Father. But he said this other comforter, who is going to be exactly like me, once he is here, he's not going to leave. He's going to be with you forever. And he continued and said, this comforter will be known as the Spirit of Truth. Notice he did not say the Spirit of Power. He did not say the Spirit of Anointing. He did not say the Spirit of the Gifts. He said the Spirit of Truth. This is because God exalts truth above power. Even the devil can counterfeit power. We're witnesses to that. The devil counterfeited power when Moses went before Pharaoh. And when Moses' staff became a serpent, the practicers of witchcraft threw their staffs down and they became serpents. But the power of God triumphed over the power of the wizards. God has exalted truth above power. That is why in this passage, Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Truth. That's because he wanted them to focus more on truth than on power. He knew that if they would focus only on truth, that the power of truth can produce the power of God.
Amen.
And he said, the world doesn't see him, doesn't even know him. He said, but you know him because he dwells with you. And he shall be in you. Jesus was saying, as long as I am here, the Spirit of truth is dwelling with you. That's because I have been filled with the Holy Spirit. But when I return back to the Father, the same Holy Spirit that's been living in me is now going to be available to each of you. And He will do the same in you that He has done in me. He's been with you up until now. But when I return to the Father, you can then have Him living in you. And in verse 23, Jesus continued, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Jesus was saying, if you truly love me, you will accept what I teach. And when you do that, I and the Father will be living with you. In verse 24, he says, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. If I truly love Jesus, I will allow the Holy Spirit of truth to work in me, to bring about the fullness of God's truth in my life. And Jesus said in verse 25, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you.
Hayo ndiyo niliyowaambia wakati nilipokuwa nilikaa kwenu.
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
Mstari wa 26, lakini huyo msaidizi huyo, Roho Mtakatifu, ambaye Baba atampeleka kwa jina langu, atawafundisha yote na kuwakumbusha yote niliyowaambia.
Here we see that Jesus is telling us the Holy Spirit is the one who is going to teach us. He will teach us all things. And the Holy Spirit is the one who is going to bring the revelation of truth to us. He is the one who has been given the responsibility to be our primary teacher. Look in John chapter 16. In John 16, beginning in verse 7. Jesus said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
Amen. Yawafaa ninyi mimi niondoke, kwa maana mimi nisipoondoka, huyo msaidizi hata kuja kwenu. Bali mimi nikienda zangu, nitampeleka kwenu.
Jesus was saying, as much that I have done with you here on earth, he was saying, it is important that I depart. Because my departure means this. Every one of you who believes in me will be a vessel, will be a vessel that is habitable by the Holy Spirit. When I leave, you can be born again. When you are born again, you will be made the righteousness of God. And once you have been made the righteousness of God, the Holy Spirit can move into your life. He will live in you the way He has lived in me. And in verse 13, Jesus continues. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come.
Lakini yeye atakapokuja, huyo Roho wa kweli, atawaongoza awatie kwenye kweli yote, kwa maana hatanena kwa shauri lake mwenyewe, lakini yeyote atakaye yasikia, atayanena.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you.
Yeye atanitukuza mimi, kwa kuwa atatua katika yaliyo yangu, atayatia yote yaliyo yangu katika maisha yenu habari hizi.
All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you.
Na yote aliyo nayo Baba ni yangu. Kwa hiyo, nalisema ya kwamba, atawatia maneno hayo ambayo aliyatia ndani yangu.
Notice Jesus said the Holy Spirit will not speak of himself. He will only speak what he hears. Jesus had said, I do not speak of myself, but I only speak those things I hear my Father say. Jesus was telling us that when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, when He is teaching you, when He is guiding you into all truth, He will not just be making things up, but He will be teaching you things that have come directly from the heart and mind of God. This means as He is teaching us, we then will be able to turn and teach others also. This is all a part of becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ. This was the pattern in the life of Jesus. It is to be the pattern in our lives. This is truth we must not just hear, but we must receive it and apply it to our lives. Until we begin applying this truth, the power of that truth cannot bring change. The Holy Spirit has been given to us to enable us to do everything God wants us to do. When we yield to the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we will begin to see that change take place. It is a step-by-step growing process. We do not instantly know everything. The Holy Spirit will teach us everything. And He will guide us into all truth. If I have lived my life
kama nimeacha mashauri
with a mixture of truth and man's traditions,
na uchanganyiko wa ukweli na kimila,
the Holy Spirit will be able to lead me out of those traditions. And he will do it through the power of God's word. Because the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. And it divides and cuts away all the stuff we don't need in our lives. And the first thing the Holy Spirit does for us, once we're born again and filled with Him, He gives to us the gift of praying in tongues. And the reason for that is because when we pray in tongues, we are praying pure truth. And that anointed prayer is rising out of our spirit. And it begins impacting our minds and the way we think. And I begin to understand that some of the things I have believed were wrong. And now I have a choice. I can completely cut that junk away out of my life. I can cast those imaginations down. And I can embrace the truth I have heard. And this is how the change takes place. And we are going to learn more and more about this all week long. I want you to think of it like this. Jesus was one person sent into the world. He was like a seed that God had planted in the earth. And when a seed dies in the earth, it begins to sprout branches and vines. And that plant begins to bear fruit. We are growing from Jesus. We are the fruit of the vine of salvation. And I want you to think of this. Every single one of you in this conference, those here this morning, those who will attend throughout this week, you need to see yourself as a seed God has planted. You are planted here in Kenya. Some are planted in Tanzania. Some are planted in Somalia. Wherever the people are, wherever they live, that come here, they are seed in their country. And every single one of you, God wants you to bear the fruit of what is being taught this week, so that you can begin impacting the people in your churches. And you can begin teaching these things to them. This conference is not just about giving you information. It's about teaching you how to change. How to truly be a disciple of Jesus. how you can become like him.
Jinsi ambavyo unaweza ukaishi au ukakaa kama Yesu.
And how you can become everything God wants you to be. Too many conferences are just information passed on to people. This week we are in the classroom of the Holy Ghost. And we are to take what we learn and let God work in us to become an anointed vessel like Jesus. So that God can work through us the way he worked through Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Please stand. Praise you, Jesus.